Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in agreement in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they saw split tongues like fire, and it rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other languages as the Spirit gave them the words to speak. And there were living at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this news had spread around, the multitude came together and were amazed, because every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and surprised, saying to each other, "See, aren't all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear every man in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and those living in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya around Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, Jews and converts, Cretes and Arabians. We hear them speak in our languages the wonderful works of God." And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying to each other, "What does this mean?" Others, mocking, said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, "You men of Judea, and all of you that live at Jerusalem, know this and listen to my words. For these people aren't drunk like you think, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall be that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved by God among you by miracles and wonders and signs that God did by him among you, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you've taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and killed, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held captive by it. For David speaks concerning him, 'I could always picture the Lord before my face, for he is at my right hand, so that I would not be moved. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because you won't leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life, and you'll make me full of joy with your face. Men and brothers, let me freely speak to you about the patriarch David, that he is dead and buried, and his tomb is with us still today. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this beforehand, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus is God raised up, about whom we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God honored, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has given this that you now see and hear. For David has not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool.' Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made the same Jesus, whom you have crucified, the Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And he testified and exhorted with many other words, and said, Save yourselves from this wicked generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadily in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came on every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily in agreement in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, ate their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were going to be saved.